escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Chris is chatting right now. It's Scraby. We are here at Islands in Carmel Mountain. There are a ton of people out here. Thank you so much for coming down. If you're on your way home right now and you are in the Carmel Mountain area, come down to Islands and sign up. We're still giving away the Fernando Tatis Jr. bobblehead. I keep calling it a bobblehead. It's not a bobblehead. It's an autographed baseball.
It's an actual baseball.
Yes, and an Islands gift card. Also, tickets to the Padres and the Giants next week.
And by the way, when you go to that game next Wednesday, you'll get a Michael King bobblehead.
Yeah.
So, that, I mean, it's like this is a major prize package.
It is a major prize package.
Stick around. I hope somebody's sitting out here right in front of us in this patio. We announce their name in just a little bit, Scrabe. That would be great. Dodgers, Padres tonight. There is news if you're just tuned in. We know that Michael King did go on the IL yesterday. 3 o'clock or so today, the Padres came clean on who their starting pitcher will be tonight. It will be left-hander Wandy Peralta. For Wandy, it is his second career start. He's been in baseball for about 11 years. This is the second time he's ever started a game. Started one for the Yankees about 5-6 years ago. I'm assuming it was a similar circumstance where he just pitched an inning or two and then gave way. Most of us surmise, anyway, that Randy Vasquez will come in to replace Peralta second inning, maybe the third, depending on how things go. I would think in a perfect world, if it's like Mike Schilt had his, you know, druthers,
yes,
Wandy Peralta would get the side in order in the first inning. Then he would retire Freddie Freeman, a lefty, leading off the second inning. And then he would exit. Vasquez would come in and pitch as long as he can and get you to the middle of the ballgame. That would be my guess.
I think you're probably right. I think that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to give Randy Vasquez his 4 1/3 that they only let him go through. But if he can get the 4 1/3, that means he's pitching well, so I'll take it.
That, again, is the plan. But
yes,
that can be wiped out, you know, in a moment's notice whenever
yes,
you're doing one of these kinds of games. But that's the story for the Padres tonight. Kershaw is pitching for the Dodgers. The Dodgers getting some bad news today on top of all the other injury news they've had recently. Max Muncy, not just 10-day IL, which is what they're putting him on, but Dave Roberts says he can be gone for a while. Dave Roberts says he doesn't think it'll be season-ending, but it could be. He's got a side injury, and, of course, Muncy just spent the last, month and a half or so on the injured list, so Boo hoo. I don't know what else to tell you, Dodgers.
It doesn't really affect me at all.
Yeah, you guys can boo hoo that all the way. Dodgers did take 5-7 when the two teams got together twice earlier this season. They will now play 6 games in the next 10 days. And I think a lot of people think this is going to decide the NL West. And I'm here to remind you, I know Tony Wood and I think Scraby will agree, this is hardly going to decide the NL West unless one of the teams wins like all 6 games. That could actually decide the NL West.
It could.
But in lieu of that, there's going to be so much baseball left after this is done. There'll be 31 games to play after this next Sunday, which is when the final meeting, that you're going to have a lot to still take care of regardless.
The Padres win 2 out of the 3 games this weekend. They will leave LA 3 games up in the division.
They will not.
2 games up in the division.
2 games in the, your math is
I
not
just,
good.
I added 2.
If they win 2 and lose 1, they'd pick up 1. They're up by 1. That would be 2.
Anyway, you get what I'm trying to say.
I get what you're trying to say,
they're
but you're
the
not
driver's
right.
seat. They're the ones that are going to be flat earthers. Where are you? I forget I put these clips on the board.
Way to go, Adam. We need more of Adam in there to drum up all this stuff.
Oh, I do love that. Eduardo Ortega calling a home run for me off of you, Chris.
Yeah, right, when you hit a home run off of me, according to Eduardo Ortega. Couple of things that I kind of been looking at for the Padres. Just stuff, I think, to keep in the back of your mind. And we've talked about it all year. Runners in scoring position.
Risk.
And I did a little graph here. The Padres, in the games this year that they've won, 69 wins, in those games they hit .287, which is really, really good.
That is really, really, really good.
In the 52 losses, they've hit .177, which is really, really bad.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. I mean, to me, it's interesting that it's that big of a disparity. But it's not the only place there's a huge disparity. When the Padres win 75 home runs this year, when the Padres lose 28.
Wow.
They've hit 50 more home runs in the games they've won than when they've lost. Like, that is huge. Here's another one. Starters ERA. When the Padres win, 2.55. When the Padres lose, 6.04.
That's no bueno.
And it even goes to the bullpen, believe it or not.
Really?
When the Padres win, the bullpen 1.29. When the Padres lose, the bullpen 5.34. That's a 4-run difference.
So they're either a really good team or they're a really bad team.
According to
there's
those
no
stats,
middle ground.
Yeah,
for that.
There's very little middle ground.
Which is so strange because they've played so many one run games this year that you would think it would be a little bit closer.
Those are the things it comes down to. Now, I would say that probably most teams in baseball have similar stuff. You know, you're going to have better stats when you win as opposed to when you lose.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised that it's that
different
of a gap. So, you know, look, you need the RISP, and you need to hit home runs, and you need starting pitching, and you need bullpen. So, I mean, I'm not inventing the wheel here. I'm just pointing out the disparity is quite large. Something to keep an eye on. Padres also have changed things around dramatically in these last 17 games.
Yes, they have.
Not only have they won 14 of the games, but prior to these 17 games, Scraby, they had only scored 4 or more runs 49 times. I take it back, 53 times. Anyway, they've scored 4 or more runs now in 13 of their last 17 games, which is far more than what they were doing earlier in the year.
Yes.
And when they score 4 or more, they have a winning percentage of 76%. That's more than 3 out of every 4 games they've won when they score 4.
So basically you're telling me that we could determine who's going to win the game by if they
hit
score
a home
four
run.
Runs.
If they hit a home run and go up to over 4 runs, They're probably going to win that night.
Okay. I will follow this guideline because it's good. It's pretty true.
It seems to have been all year. One more. The Padres all year long have won the close games. 25 one-run wins, 14 two-run wins. That's 39 games that they've won by two or fewer runs. But they've now won by three or more runs 10 times during this stretch, the 17-game stretch. So they've been winning much easier during the stretch than they were the whole season, where they were surviving and winning close games all the time.
So remind me when this 17-game stretch started.
Right after the trade deadline,
okay,
pretty
okay.
much.
So I'm just making sure it was that.
It was two and a half weeks ago. The trade deadline was 2 weeks ago. So you got a couple of days.
That's all the explanation I need. They upped their lineup. They powered it up.
If they win the division going away and they end up getting a bye in the playoffs, A.J. Preller has to get himself a trophy for Executive of the Year. I'm not trying to stump for the guy. I'm just saying his trade deadline's acquisitions to this point have transformed the team.
Yep.
This was a team that we knew and said was flawed, and Iowa's constructed was not going to even make the playoffs. Now, 2 weeks after the trade deadline, we're all thinking win the division. We're all thinking World Series. It's a totally different deal.
It's a totally different deal. He improved every weakness on the team. Even catcher, which I didn't even think was possible. There's, like, Freddie Fermin is a revelation to me. Like, I was the guy who was like, okay, the Padres said, as long as they're winning games and these guys play good defense, they can hit 200. But now that I've seen a catcher come in and be able to hit and hit for power, it's a whole different game. And he's the ninth spot, so he's not an automatic out. Ninth spot is not automatic out anymore.
We mentioned it earlier. If you look at the two lineups tonight, anything's possible. But if you look at the two lineups tonight, it's the 7-8-9 batters in the Dodgers order that seem more like the potential automatic outs. Because with Muncy out, and with Edman out, the bottom of their order now is Conforto, the new guy.
Buddy Kennedy?
No, not. Well, he's not playing tonight. He took the mitt. Yeah, Freeman, thank you, Friedland, and Rojas. That's not the same as what they were bringing at you earlier.
No, it's not at all.
Happy Hour brought to you by GL Pools, the swimming pool experts. Trusted by thousands of San Diegans since 2006. Baseball season, you know it. It's in full swing. So is swim season. Call GL Pools. Mention radio. Get a free month of pool service. Traffic. And then we're going to hear from Sam Levitt. Checking in from Dodger Stadium next on Gwynn and Chris.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chris Hello, Matt Scraby, broadcasting live from Islands. Still a lot of people hanging out, Scraby. They want to win the big prize at the end of the show, the Fernando Tatis Jr. autographed baseball, tickets to the Padres next week, Islands gift package, including a $25 gift card here. We're at Islands, Carmel Mountain Ranch location. There's still time for you to get here if you want to get into the running to win all of those prizes. Dodgers and Padres coming up. Sam Levitt will join us for a little update from Dodger Stadium in a moment. Couple of quick things to throw in there, though, Scrape. Astros saying relief pitcher Josh Hader will not even throw for about 3 weeks.
Oh.
He's hurt, and he's not coming back for a while. Josh Hader. You remember him. Didn't he used to pitch for the Padres for a short time? Popular around here.
You know, I've
have you forgotten? Forgiven and forgotten yet?
I've moved on.
Okay.
I've moved on.
Yeah, Josh Hader. I'll tell you one thing. I remember having him on the show and really being a fan of Josh Hader's. The thing that people didn't like was that whole eighth inning thing. But I'm here to tell you that Josh Hader was basically just playing the game that they were making him play.
I know.
Because he knew if he was an eighth inning pitcher only, he wouldn't get paid.
Yeah.
Baseball doesn't care if you pitch the eighth inning. They only pay you for the ninth. So Hader said, fine, if that's all you're going to pay me for, that's all I'm going to do.
You know.
So, you know, part of his angle was actually you could kind of support, even though it wasn't the best look.
I 100% agree with you. It was tough for me to be like, okay, you can't do four outs. Like, why can't you do four outs? But I blame the Brewers for this. The Brewers are the ones who did this to him. They asked him to pitch in different situations. He said, I'll pitch in different situations. When it came to arbitration time, the Brewers were like,
yeah,
hey, we want to pay you, but you didn't pitch in high-leverage situations. And he's like, you guys told me not to pitch in high-leverage situations.
Speaking
so
of the
I'm blaming them.
Blame the Brewers. And speaking of the Brewers, their 12-game winning streak is in jeopardy tonight. The young superstar Jacob Mizorowski returned from the injured list tonight. Did not make it out of the second inning. He was hammered for 5 runs on 4 hits. He walked 3 in just an inning and a third. So the Brew Crew has to come from behind if they want to keep alive their win streak. But Mizorowski's a big piece for the Brewers heading down the stretch. The team that's beating him is the Reds. And I know that you're kind of bullish on the Reds.
I was just about to say, the Reds scare me a lot. Just because, not because they're a better team than any of the other teams, but because they have youth and they have that luck on their side this year.
Luck?
Yeah, they do. And I hate to say it, but they feel like one of those teams that the Giants had in 10, 12, 14.
Well, one thing that you can that is not luck is Terry Francona, who's a really good manager.
He is.
And he's getting a lot out of that young team.
He is.
And as I said earlier, let the Reds keep winning until they get past the Dodgers.
I want to face the Reds in the playoffs just because I know that the Padres have a better team.
I'm just getting greedy. I want the Padres to win the division. I want the Dodgers to miss the postseason entirely. Look, something has got to calm down Dodger fan. That might be the only thing that it could ever do it. Although, even then, I doubt it.
Okay, so this morning I got my hair cut, and she's a Dodger fan.
Okay.
And so we were talking about the game tonight, and she was like, well, it's okay. The Dodgers are going to beat the Padres in the end anyway. And I was like, you're very sure about that? And she was like, yeah, they're the Dodgers. I'm like, this is not the Dodgers team from last year. This team is supposedly a super team, but it's not a super team. They're struggling this year.
Well, the funny thing is before last year, the Dodgers were the team that could never win it.
That's true. And now all of a sudden they win.
Now all of a sudden they win one full season, and everybody's like, oh, yeah, we always win it.
I know.
We're like,
that
no, you don't.
Kind of funny.
No, the Dodgers blew it more than any other team in history until they didn't blow it. That's kind of how it works. It's the same way for the Padres, frankly. The history that says the Padres have never won anything, will never win anything, that will all change the day they win something. You will no longer be able to say any of that. But until then, it's free. You can say it because it's true.
I've become less and less superstitious as I've gotten older. So I don't believe in the San Diego curse, even though sometimes when things happen, I'm like, okay, that does sound
when
like
Michael
a curse.
When Michael King's knee swells up.
Yeah, and he goes on the IL for the second time in, you know, this year.
Yeah.
I sometimes maybe let it enter my mind, but I think that each team is different. These guys are not channeling the 1982 Padres or whatever. They're not channeling those guys. They're their own team.
They're also not challenging the 98 ones that were good.
Yeah.
That team has nothing to do with this one either.
You're right.
So, you're right about that part of it.
About every part of it.
Yes, you're so smart. couple of other little notes about, you know, the Padres chasing this season and this championship. And one thing that I noticed, and I don't know if it's been brought up in quite these terms, so I'm going to just throw it out there. He's not pitching this weekend. But Nick Pivetta and the season this guy's had, I find it a little interesting that he wears number 27 because the last guy who pitched with the kind of attitude that Nick Pivetta has was Kevin Brown, and he also wore 27.
I've heard this comparison many times.
Have you heard that? I haven't heard the 27 part brought up. I've heard the Kevin Brown part, but I haven't heard people say, oh, you know, they both even wore the same number. But
I think Sammy Lev is getting set, so he's almost there.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. For Pivetta, as intense as he is, I don't think he can even hold a candle. Kevin Brown used to basically break the entire clubhouse every time he gave up a hit.
I was thinking about
this
last night.
He was a little crazy. Kevin Brown was a little cray-cray, I must tell you.
We got our guy.
He was a tad cray-cray. Oh!
All right.
So anybody who's watching YouTube knows why I said, oh, because Sammy has joined us from Dodger Stadium. I want to talk about the game as much as anybody, Sam. Been waiting for this all year. Big matchup, Dodger Stadium. You get to be there tonight. It'll be great. But your post on Instagram, a day in the life of Sam Levitt.
Oh, yes.
Was unbelievable today.
It was.
I loved it. If you haven't seen it out there, go to Instagram, find Sam Levitt. He takes you through a day in his life very quickly, but it's so well done. I don't know how you did it, but hats off, Sam. And let me just take my hat off right here and just go, hey, nice job.
I just gave you a hat tip.
That was great, man. I love that.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Looks like you guys are having fun, from what I can tell, via video stream. And, it was a cool video. I'll tell you what, I had a lot of people talk to me about it today here at the ballpark and on the way up here. So I'm glad people enjoyed it. And I may or may not be working on one about today, about coming up to LA. So part two may be on the way before the end of the weekend. We'll see.
Can you just let me in on a little bit of it? I mean, there's actual video of you climbing out of bed in the morning.
Okay. Chris, Did you
Hang on. You recreated that, yes? Are
no,
you gonna come
Chris,
clean?
You actually had a
camera crew sleep overnight with you.
Chris, I had a tripod. I let the phone record my entire night's sleep, and you know, 6-7 hours later, there I was, naturally getting out of bed, waking up. I mean, this is all natural. I mean, there is nothing staged about any part of this video.
You know, when I saw this video, I thought it was a great video.
I did too.
I wanted to parody it. I wanted to do like my own, but I didn't want people to think, and I think they would think, that I was just copying Sam.
There's no way. This is a one of a kind video. You can't.
It is a one of a kind video. I'm sure.
You can't copy.
I know that. I know that for a fact.
And I mean, not everybody can just, you know, at the drop of a hat and a whim, get Fernando Tatis Jr. to appear in their video.
That is also very true.
Sammy's got a lot of little advantages on the rest of us.
Yes.
All right, Sammy, here we go. Dodger Stadium tonight. First, your quick thought on them starting Wandy tonight. And what do you think the pitching will look like this evening?
Well,
as far
we're
as you know, how Mike Schilt would like to do it.
Yeah, I mean, look, you would imagine Wandy will not go more than an inning or two. Obviously, the strategy there is to have him face the lefties towards the top of the Dodger lineup. From that point on, look, you know the deal with Mike Schilt. He's not going to say to the media before the game what exactly the plan is. If you were expecting Mike to say to us, hey, yeah, Randy Vasquez is going to get the bulk innings after that, I got news for you. That was not going to happen. So we'll see. I think it's probably somewhat of a safe bet that we'll see Randy at some point for some number of innings. That would make sense. However, who knows? This is a fresh bullpen, and if the Padres grab a lead, could you see a scenario where you see guys come in really early and they try to piece this thing together? I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility, especially if, let's say, you can get two innings out of Wandy Peralta. He is capable of that. So it's going to be interesting. Look, I think it would be no surprise if Randy gets in there at some point and at least gives you some innings, but certainly the Padres aren't going to divulge that information before the game. So we'll see.
You know what? He said that, but I bet you they told Sam. They, you know, Mike Schilt probably got it cleared through Sam before the game.
He's like, Sam, what do you think about this idea?
Yeah, right. Sam's just not telling us. Sam, look, you've been with this club now for, you know, 3, 4, 5 years with the pre and the post.
Yeah.
And this is exciting. This is what we're all do this for, right, is for a game like this. I think people are a little bit, like, nervous and this whole thing and the Dodgers. Hey, look. Unless one of these teams wins all six games, this is not going to decide the division. To me, this is going to be fun. It's going to be something to, you know, test where you are right now. And this is why you play baseball. That's why you sign up to be a fan in the first place.
Yeah, I think talking to guys before the game and hearing Mike Schilt talk before the game, look, I don't think the Padres are trying to make this a colossal series, right? The good news is that they aren't looking up at the Dodgers. They're a game ahead, and they're right where they would want to be as far as being in first place all alone. However, while I don't think anybody in there is going to say, you know, this is the end-all, be-all, there's no doubt, and Mike Schilt even alluded to this during his pregame today, look, they're head-to-head matchups, and they're really, really important. If you're the Padres, you have the capability over the next week and change to create some real separation. And I'll also say this, and this is just my opinion on it. Look, this is a Dodger team that is missing a lot of guys, and they're not playing well at all right now. They're missing Tanner Scott. They're missing Michael Kopech. They're missing Tommy Edman. List goes on of the number of guys they're missing right now, and they have not played well at all as of late. It's a big reason why the Padres have made up so much ground in a period of 6 weeks. So there's no secret to it. I mean, this is a real opportunity for the Padres to come in here and next weekend in San Diego and create some separation. On the other side of that conversation, look, this is the L.A. Dodgers and their World Series champions, and they're a good team. I mean, it's a good veteran team, and I'm sure they are not going to play as poorly as they have lately throughout the rest of the season. So, look, I don't think it's lost on those guys that these are big games. I mean, how could you deny that? And also, you know, there's the other part of this where these teams just don't really like each other, right? I mean, we've seen that over the course of the last few years. We certainly saw it in the first meeting here at Dodger Stadium. Is any of that going to linger into this series? I don't know. We'll see. You know, Fernando Tatis Jr. said it's over. You know, it didn't seem like Mike Schilt wanted to entertain it a bunch, but you never know, right? I mean, tensions run really high when these two teams meet. So it's a fascinating series. And Chris, to your point, hey, it's why we do this job, right? To get up for these kinds of series and these kinds of pennant races. And it's fun to be here and fun to be a part of it. I mean, this is the best rivalry in the sport right now. It's, you know, I mean, it's up there as far as top, you know, rivalries in sports right now. So it's a lot of fun to be here, and I think it's going to be a pretty fun series to watch.
Last thing, Sam, in a couple minutes, your take on being around this team since the trade deadline, and not so much on how the effect it's had on, you know, the lineup and people going out and winning games, but just how this team, the sense you have around this team compared to 2 weeks ago before the trade deadline, if it's changed at all.
Yeah, well, look, I think from a roster standpoint, it's obviously a way different team. I mean, what they can now do at the bottom of the lineup, what they can increasingly do out of their bullpen. It was already a really good bullpen. Now it's an absolutely dominant elite bullpen. We've seen the magic of Freddie Fermin and what he can bring towards the bottom of that lineup and behind the plate. I mean, look, if you need one series of numbers to prove how different this is now for this team offensively, consider this: the three-game series in San Francisco, the 7-8-9 batters batted .385, 10 runs, 3 home runs, and 10 RBIs. To me, that says it all right there. And I know that the Giants weren't playing well at all, and it's going to be a very different series here in L.A., but that speaks volumes. I mean, let's remember what the Padres, A, were running out there, and B, the production they were getting from the bottom third of their order for the first 100-plus games. It is night and day as far as that level of production. So just from the baseball standpoint, they're a way different team. And you can't tell me that when A.J. made the moves he did at the deadline, that did not boost this clubhouse and make them feel like this front office believes in them. And hey, they got us the help we needed. Now we got to go. And I'll say one more thing on the new guys. I just like the personalities. I mean, everything that we've heard about Freddie Fermin to this point has been great. I'll tell you what, Ramon Laureano, I may have said this to you guys a couple of weeks ago. I was with that guy back in 2017 with the Corpus Christi Hooks. And I will tell you that almost a decade later, he is the same guy. He is tough. He is a hard worker, he's very serious, and he likes to play baseball, and he likes to play winning baseball, and that is 100% the vibe you get from him now. You know, Mason Miller, I think, fits in great with his bullpen. He's about business, and obviously has the stuff to go along with it. So I not only do I think the additions were great baseball-wise, I think these guys fit right in with this group and bring a little something to this team. So a home run at the deadline, and they've obviously played great as of late, and now we get to see him play a really big series here in L.A.
Sammy, thank you. If you want to get in on the ground floor of this, I'll be putting together the first order of the Top Ramon T-shirts. That's his new nickname. It's not Top Ramen, it's Top Ramon.
Sam, so literally two people raised their hand that they liked it earlier.
People are loving this new nickname, Sam. I want you to get in on the bottom floor and you know, let me know what your size is, and we'll take care of you. Okay. Tell Ramon I'll send him a couple.
Okay. You know what? Hey, you send these guys T-shirts to the clubhouse. You never know. They wear them, right? I mean Ben and Wood sends T-shirts. These guys wear them, so don't be afraid.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, don't hesitate. It's amazing, actually. They will wear anything you send them, pretty much. So
I need to get him a Scrabinator shirt then.
Hey, Sam, thanks so much, as always. All right. Appreciate it. We'll hear from you in a little bit with the pregame.
All right, guys, thanks.
Sammy Leavitt of Dodger Stadium.
He's
got the pregame show in about 25 minutes. We got our visit with Nestor Cortes coming up. Stick around for that as we get ready to wind down here at Islands, and prizes still to give away.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, everybody, we got one last chance to cheer and yell a little bit. We're back at Islands. That's your cue. We've had a really good crowd all day long. Everybody's been hanging out. Everyone's sticking around. We know what you're sticking around for, and we appreciate you not caring so much about winning the Fernando ball and actually just sitting here to support us and the show. But we will still give the Fernando ball and tickets away at the top of the hour. Islands and Carmel Mountain Ranch has been a really fun day. As much fun as I've had on one of these in a long time, if not like ever, Scrape. Really have enjoyed it out here. And,
me too.
You know, I hope we get a chance to either come back here or we'll go anywhere. But, you know, another Islands, we'll spread the love. Whatever Islands wants us, they got the fries, I'm there. You know
what
I mean?
And simple they brought as some that. Warm fries for Chris, and he's been digging into these. I've been digging into them.
They brought us at least four or five baskets, and that's about what I needed to get on through.
Did say all week you wanted unlimited fries.
I did. One last thing. This is Rachel right here in the purple shirt. All right. The reason I'm bringing it, Rachel has been our wait staff out here on the patio all day. Make sure you guys all take care of Rachel before we leave here. She's done a really nice job for all of us. We appreciate you, Rachel. Thank you. Adam Klug in the studio, Scraby alongside. Tony was with us earlier when we visited with Nestor Cortez. We'll give you a chance to hear that. And then before the end of the show, Fernando was addressing whether or not the beanball wars are over between the Padres and the Dodgers.
Yes.
We'll let you hear that. But first, some traffic, and then our visit with the new lefty, Nasty Nestor.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danik.
Traffic is sponsored by Robert Half. Busy afternoon on our freeways. Southbound 805, an accident near Balboa. It's over the right shoulder. Also eastbound 8 reports Spring Street collision, not showing if lanes are blocked. Also collision on the Waring Road off-ramp of westbound 8. Northbound Coastline just before La Costa, accident being moved over to the right shoulder. At Robert Half, they found that 67% of companies want to increase contract talent. That's why the recruiters, expertise, and award-winning AI work quickly to find the candidates you want. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today. I'm Kelly Danik with Gwynn and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
To Nestor Cortez, our Friar Friday interview, Padres, Dodgers. First of all, Nestor, thanks so much for your time. I know you're got a lot to do today. I know the fans are appreciate you joining us so they can get a chance to meet you. How has your time with the Padres been so far? So far, so good?
It's been great. Ever since I came over, you know, guys been welcoming and organization has been great, so I'm happy to be here.
Nestor, obviously it took a little bit of time for you to get right and get on the mound. Your first couple starts here have been, I think, excellent. How are you feeling? I mean, it's been a long rehab process for you. How are you actually feeling on the mound?
Yeah, no, I feel great. I think, you know, once I came over here, I think what I was doing in Milwaukee was really good as far as rehabbing. But, you know, I think what really took me over the top was when I came over, these guys understood you know, what I was dealing with, and I told them kind of what I was doing to get right, and I think it's been a team effort here. You know, they've tried to do everything on me. We're doing a lot of rehab work in between starts, and just making sure I'm ready for that fifth day.
Nestor Cortez, one of the new Padres, acquired on the day of the trade deadline. Nestor, what was your reaction? Now, you've been with a few organizations and the Yankees more than once, going from the Brewers, who were having a great season, but you wind up on another team having a great season.
Yeah, no, you know, obviously being with Milwaukee was great. I had a good time over there, but I was hurt for most of the season, and obviously with their surplus of pitching, you know, it kind of had, there was an odd man out, and obviously me not pitching for a few months and then having a great run. And I thought, you know, maybe there was a chance for me to get traded. I just didn't know exactly. And I was a little surprised it was to the Padres, given that, you know, Mason Miller and JP Sears were traded like 2 hours before me. And obviously there's a surplus of starting pitching here, I feel like, too. So I didn't know how exactly that was going to work out, but, you know, it's been great so far. And like I said, I'm happy to be here. This is probably day 12, day 13 for me, but it's been great.
Nestor, I got to ask, man. I mean, usually guys get moved, phone gets picked up, you start trying to find out a little bit more about the organization, a little about your teammates. What had you heard or what did you already know about this locker room as you came into it?
Yeah, I mean, I've watched this team from afar in the playoffs, you know, for many years now. And obviously coming over, I've played with some of these guys in the past. You know, I played with Tatis in the DR when we won the championship over there, with the Estrellas, and played with Manny in Baltimore, played with Wandy Peralta in the Yankees. So, I mean, a lot of familiar faces and just peers that obviously were tough outs to get, you know, and coming in here and I saw how the trade deadline was going, and I knew the Padres made a big splash. So when I got here, I was like, okay, I just got to get to the fifth inning here, and, you know, the bullpen will take care of it, of this game for me.
Nestor Cortez is with us, our Friar Friday interview. Dodgers, Padres getting ready to kick it off this weekend. Nestor, the 2025 has already been a great year for you, your personal life, you and your wife having your first son this year. Talk a little bit about that and how that's changed you and how you've kind of navigated that, getting through a baseball season while you have your first baby.
Yeah, it's been a blessing, man. You know, obviously as a baseball player, as a professional, you know, you don't want to go on the IL, you don't want to get injured, you want to be out there as much as you can. But, you know, it's almost been like right timing for me. I was able to be with my son for a little bit more time. They were able to come up to Milwaukee after 6 weeks. They were able to travel after 6 weeks. So I was with them after the 6 week mark, and you know, we've been together for a long time. Obviously, me rehabbing in Milwaukee, I stayed back. I wasn't traveling with the team. So, you know, like I said, it was tough because I wasn't with the guys and I wasn't there for the guys, but at the same time, I was able to spend time with my son, which obviously you don't get that time back. And, you know, I've seen him grow, and, you know, I used to make fun of my friends because they used to show me pictures of their kids, like, hey, look at my, you know, they're so happy about it. But now that I have my own, it's like, oh man, I fall into the same trap. Now I have a bunch of pictures and I show everybody here. So it's been fun, man. It's been a blessing for sure.
Well, welcome to the club, new dad. And I guess the next question I have for you, Nestor, is you've obviously pitched in some big-time games. Will we get to see your version of the Willie Tien? I mean, you haven't broken out in a little – excuse me, Louis Tien. You haven't broken out in a little bit. I don't know if that is by design, but I'm interested to know if we're going to get to see some elements of it.
No, for sure, for sure. I mean, I think that's who I am. That's the type of pitcher I am. I did a little bit of it last start in San Fran, but not a whole lot of pausing up there at the top. So be on the lookout for some little shimmies and some little stop and goes. You know, as I think as we progress here, and obviously I'm feeling a lot better too. So I'm ready to bring it out. So just be on the lookout.
Yeah, Tony mentioned in the tribute the Nestor does to Louis Tien, who's also from Cuba, like yourself, and I know you grew up in Florida, and maybe when we get a chance to talk to you again, we'll spend a little bit more time on, you know, the sacrifice your parents made to help you get where you are. But Nestor, we are thrilled to have you in San Diego. I know that your nickname is Nasty Nestor. You don't sound nasty to me. You sound like a hell of a nice guy, and we're glad to have you, sir. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.
There he is, Nasty Nestor Cortez.
You got like a real laugh there at the end.
Yeah, he got a guffaw on that one.
A guffaw.
Was good.
Because like good. Sometimes guests will just laugh to be nice, but that was like seemed like a genuine laugh.
It was a genuine chuckle. Yeah. Yeah. That was good.
Chortle.
Yes. Chortle, chuckle, yes. Guffaw. I have a lot of words for that
one. I guess so.
Nestor Cortez will start back at home next week when the Padres get back here to take on the Giants. Of course, before that, got these three games at Dodger Stadium, and they start tonight with Kershaw and Wandy Peralta. You know, it's pretty funny. As late as 2:30 or 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, the last thing any of us could have ever imagined was this series opening with Kershaw versus Wandy Peralta.
That's no joke.
You know, and
you can't make that up.
No, and here it is, the biggest game of the year to this point, right? There's going to be bigger ones, and that's what I'm excited about. But to this point, tonight seems like the biggest game of the year.
It does.
And you got Darvish, and you got Cease, and you got King, and you've got Pivetta.
Well, you don't have King, but...
But you know what I mean, on the roster.
Yes.
You've got Musgrove on the roster. You've got, you know, all of these guys. J.P. Sears, Nestor, Nasty Nestor, Randy Vasquez, Matt Waldron. It's Wandy Peralta on the mound tonight to start for the Padres.
You know...
Go figure.
You know, that's earlier in the year that would have been sacrilegious because everybody was very upset
with
Wandy
Peralta.
Yeah, they were down
on Wandy, but Wandy's
including myself.
Wandy's been pretty good. We got some Mount Carmel representation here. You guys know the Gwynn kids who all go to Mount Carmel? we're up at, if you're wondering, we're at Islands up here in Carmel Mountain Ranch. We've been here all day. It's been great. We just met Sandy. The general manager came by, and man, she's delightful. The fans have been great. Esther is still going strong back there, Scraby, our 91-year-old fan.
That's right.
She's holding together. Like, I've been nodding off during breaks. Esther is awake back there.
Oh, yeah.
She's not
Oh, yeah.
She's not going anywhere. Look, We got a game still to play tonight. You can't be taking a nap now, right? There's a game tonight, the big one coming up.
I'm ready to run through a wall, Chris.
I know you
that's
are.
Not a baseball thing, but I'm pumped up. Should we do our prize giveaway? BLA, there we go. Got a nice chant breaking out here. See, everybody's ready. Chris is playing the drums on the table. All right, Hamby. Hambino, I need the people who signed up for this.
You know, I do. I've never disliked the Beat LA chant, but there's only one tiny negative to it, and that it was like Celtic fans who invented it way back when they used to play in the NBA Finals all the time. That's the only. All right, we're doing the big prize.
Yes.
Why don't we have Esther come pick it out?
Bring it to Esther. Don't make
bring
her
it
come
to
up
Esther.
Here.
Esther's going to pick out the winner of the big prize of the day. She's our 91-year-old fan. She's fantastic. She's been hanging out with us all day. We got the Fernando ball. We got the tickets to the game. I hope Esther picks her own name.
Yeah,
what
me
I
too.
Really hope.
Me too.
And
me
then,
too.
All right, Esther's got the name.
I hope this person's here so the Hambino doesn't have to walk back and forth for
minutes. We'll let Esther pick the first one. After that, we'll have to make arrangements. But let's see how we do here. We're looking for a winner. Fernando Ball, the tickets.
He's not here.
You already know that?
Our guy Rod, but
Rod.
He's not here. He does not win.
Rod has won before.
He's not here. I know.
We know Rod.
He said bye.
He said bye.
Yeah.
He is a big fan. He's won stuff before.
He won the biggest fan.
I'm kind of glad Rod did not win because he's won too many times.
All right. Raleigh? Not Raleigh Fingers from earlier. Okay. No Raleighs. We're going to keep going with this.
This is the most crowded I've ever seen the bin. How many names are in there? Like 200 names? I mean, it's incredible.
I have no idea what this name is. Karen? Karen D.
All with right, lousy handwriting. Hey, she's got her Padre gear on.
Did you just take a shot at her handwriting?
Karen, congrats.
Tatis! What was that?
That was our... what was it? Did you say
it was Tatis? He was saying it was Eduardo Ortega, but I've never heard that clip.
No, I've not heard that
on
either. There you go, Karen.
Scared me for a second.
Karen gets the Fernando Tatis autographed baseball, tickets to the Padres and the Giants, and $25 gift card Islands and all the stuff that we got at Islands. Everybody, hang out for another minute. We're gonna just be wrapping
do
things
we have
up.
Anything else to give away? I don't think we do. Oh, wait. We do have some more stuff to give away.
You're going to come up with one more item?
What do we got? Oh, it's a T-shirt. A fan T-shirt. Who wants the fan T-shirt? Oh, gosh. I shouldn't have done that.
What are you doing?
I don't know what I'm doing. You got this guy. You got that guy.
You know
what? I got to give it to Bennett. Bennett, I got to give it to you.
Bennett.
Sorry to all the adults that really wanted the T-shirt.
Yeah, sorry, adults.
But look how happy Bennett is.
You can't all be cute kids like Bennett there.
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
Fernando, check legal real quick.
All right, Fernando Tatis Jr. will be leading off. He'll be the first guy up tonight when we get this series started. And Fernando was right in the middle of it when the Dodgers and the Padres got together last time in L.A., and it's because he kept getting... Yes, sir. Yes,
that's
sir.
Right.
Scraby, excuse yourself. It's getting late in the day.
It is.
Oh, God. Jeez. That was terrible.
Oh, come on.
That is something that most bosses would get upset at, except for that's our boss.
And that's why I love him.
So we don't have to worry about it.
That's why I love him.
Fernando was thrown at a couple of times. Otani got thrown at. Fernando got, I think, thrown at again. Finally, Schilt squared off with Dave Roberts. So is it going to carry over? Fernando Tatis Jr. was asked about that earlier today.
There's a lot of tension last time you faced them. Do you expect that to be over with, or will you guys have your antennas up?
And that's definitely over. And we're just going to play some really good, aggressive baseball. just really two teams going at it.
Fernando, these last handful of games, you've swung the bat really well. What do you like about the way you're playing offensively right now?
I'm making adjustments. That's all it's about. A day at a time, and you know, just trying to put my contribute in any way possible.
How confident are you guys feeling as a team right now? Just the way
we feel good. We feel good. Obviously, we have created momentum, so and we want to keep that same thing going. So we're just gonna keep going.
All right. By the way, Fernando Tatis Jr. I was gonna try to look it up on my phone, but I'll probably not.
What do you need me to look up?
I won't get there that quickly. But he has been great at Dodger Stadium his career,
gotcha.
Right? He hit the home run there that was so far. You remember that one?
I do.
He hit the one that was so far that they actually gave him a plaque at Dodger Stadium. His home run there, the Dodger fans hated it.
Yep.
The Dodgers took it down.
Well, because someone defaced it.
Because somebody defaced it, but they're putting it back up. So, and of course, we also know that Fernando's dad hit the two grand slams in one inning at Dodger Stadium. So, hopefully, you know, Fernando gets a little bit of one of those things going.
Do
you think you're going to find this, or am I going to have to talk for like half an hour?
No, I'm going to find it. But I got to say, I don't know that I would be happy with putting a plaque up of Freddie Freeman, or
if he hit a long home run here.
Yeah, I don't know that I would be happy with that plaque going up.
I will tell you, the longest home run I think I've ever seen in person was at Qualcomm Stadium. It was hit by a pretty good hitter named Barry Bonds. It was against Dennis Tankersley. Yeah, he was a young right-hander that was going to really be something, and Tankersley came in there, and the bases were loaded, and Barry Bonds hit that scoreboard in right center field at Qualcomm Stadium that was like 9 miles from home plate. I don't know if I've ever had my breath taken away quite like that. It was something. But I think they could have put a plaque up there. It wouldn't have bothered me, really. It was such an amazing shot. I couldn't, you know, you had to give it the credit it deserved.
All right, here's Fernando's stats at Dodger Stadium. It is the second park where he's had the most at-bats. First park is Oracle Park.
Besides Petco, right?
Besides
okay,
Petco.
So Oracle...
Dodger Stadium is third, really.
Okay.
He has hit .297 in his career and 145 at-bats, 38 games. He has 5 doubles, 12 homers, 23 RBIs, and 8 stolen bases over that time. He's walked 12 times. His OPS is .942. So he's really good.
Can you go back and say that again? In 38 games, he's hit how many home runs? I almost don't believe you.
He has hit 12 home runs in 38 games.
12 home runs at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear is
right. To a couple more of those tonight, then.
You know, do you believe him that it's over and done with the beanball?
No.
I don't
either. I believe that that's what he needs to say. And Fernando's good at that.
He is good at that.
But he's... I hope it's not really in the back of his mind. I want him to just be, you know, clear-headed and in attacking the baseball. But if anything comes close to Fernando tonight, it's going to be on again.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just going to be what happens. The Dodgers, you know, I said it earlier, I don't really want anything to happen because I want to let the Dodgers are a sleeping dog right now. Let them sleep.
Like Lucky.
Until we leave town. But... I don't think it's beyond Dave Roberts. You said it earlier, to maybe incite a little something just to try to get a light of fire under his own team.
You know, those don't work for me anymore. The whole sinister sling last year. Come on, Dave Roberts. Get your team to play better.
The sinister sling, according to Dave Roberts, was completely made up to motivate his team.
I know.
He swears that it worked.
It may have. They won the World Series, but it's not good to throw Manny Machado's name under the bus. For no reason, I tell you. Thank you to everybody who came out to Islands today. Appreciate you. Thanks to the great Hambino. Thanks to Adam Klug. Adam was back in the studio. He's very, very nice for helping us out.
Did everybody make sure you tipped Rachel before you go?
Yes.
And we'll see you the next time. I know we're going to do something like this for the playoffs, so we'll see you all there. Are we out of here?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.